Hello, grown folks. This is your hostess with the mostest, Donna Smith, aka Lady D. I am broadcasting live on anchor.com, bringing you some interesting, thought-provoking, stimulating conversation. You know, I'd like to start this podcast off by just reaching out and bringing on the table thoughts and feelings about, at this point in your life, at this very point in your life, what is it that's most important to you? Now let's think about that for a moment. You know, you can say, well, family is important, making money is important, love is important, family is important, and it just repeats and goes on and on and on. But as far as you are concerned, not what others dictate or expect to be important to you. Because you can have a family member or a colleague that says, well, the most important thing should be, and they're speaking from their outlook and perspective on things. But when it comes to you, you may have a whole nother angle and direction of what's important. And I'll tell you, what's important now may not have been important 10 years ago. The same importance may not be on your agenda 10 years from now. So we're talking in the moment. And it's nothing to be ashamed or embarrassed about. There's no one judging your thoughts in this moment. But is something to think about in this stage of your life. You may not be where you feel you should be in life at this point. You may not be as successful as you feel that you should be at this point. You may not have that lifelong mate like you thought you would have at this point in your life. So are those things important to you? And how far would you go to accomplish that? You know, some are ready, willing, and able to be in a committed relationship, be it marriage or with someone that they can call their own. You get to a point of season in your life where you feel as though your biological clock is ticking. You're getting older. You may have some ailments that are trying to come against you, be it health-wise, ache-wise, back, leg, thigh, whatever it is, wise, you start feeling some kind of way. So your panic button is pushed. You know, I don't want to go through life alone. I don't want to go through these things alone. I want something with substance. I'm tired of going back and forth with, you know, dealing with this person and it doesn't work and 3 months later, I'm dealing with someone new. I want stability. I need stability. You know, you start really, really focusing in on what your wants are, what your desires are, what your needs are at this stage in your life. Now, as some who would say, all of that's not important to me. I am cool being by myself. I just want to focus on my career. I just want to get to the next level without any major attachments because I'm trying to climb the corporate ladder, have my own business, pursue my career in, you know, acting or writing or music or whatever it is you're trying to do. That's your focus. That becomes your baby. That's your hunger, your thirst. So you put all your efforts into that. Everything else has to go below the depths of that, because you are not focused on anything but your thirst. So I ask again, what is it at this stage of your life, speaking on today, in this moment, this hour, this second, what is it in your heart that is most important to you, that you are focused on, that you are driven about, that you need to have and succeed in, regardless of what anyone says? Because the thing is, you can get caught up into what people say and expect of you and miss your blessing, miss your focus, miss your drive, because you're so caught up in trying to appease the next person or be on the same level of understanding and desire and needs and direction as they are, that you lose what it is that you need. You lose what it is that you need to see, that you need to grab hold to, that you need to be focused on, because you're so focused on appeasing the next person, or get this, trying to be on the same level as the next person. See, their level has nothing to do with your level. Your level and your calling is totally different from theirs. Your timing and space and focus is totally different from theirs. See, they could have been on fire and hungry and hot 10 years ago. Well, yours is now. Theirs may be 10 years from now. Well, yours is now. And if you're trying to hold on to the wings of the next, being so preoccupied into what they need or what they want or where they're going, you lose your own drive and focus. So, again, I ask, what is it in this time, moment, season, and reason, is it that you want, that you need to do for self, that you want to accomplish for self? And take your time thinking about it. Don't take too long, but take your time thinking about it, because it's time to get deep down within you, your desires, your direction, and focus on what you need to do. This is not saying being selfish and block everything and everybody else out and, you know, don't. No, I'm not saying. What I'm saying is, it's time to focus on what your needs, wants, and desires are. No matter what it is, Tomorrow's not promised. You may not be able to revisit this tomorrow. You may not be here 10 years from now. You know, the question, the interview, the big notorious question, where would you like to be in 5 years? Well, that's wonderful. It's good to have insight and, you know, ambition and all that and all that. But the thing is, where would you like to be right now? What would you like to start doing right now to set up your path for tomorrow? If 5 years come, wonderful. It'll be greater, stronger, and better. But what is it that you're doing now? So if you want that business, go get it. If you want that education, go get it. If you want that husband or wife, go get them. If you want that solid relationship support factor without marriage, but just someone who you can depend on and be with and love and that loves you, go get it. And don't worry about what everybody else is saying. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Because she got married yesterday. Oh my goodness, I gotta hurry up and get married. I'm getting old. Maybe that's not for you right now. What's for you? What is it that you need to be focusing in on right now? Because your blessings will come in the right time and the right season. Yes, they will. So I want you guys to think about that. I went a little different with you today. I went a little, you know, I love to talk about my relationships, my sisters, my brothers, my coming together, my unity. And also I like to inspire. And in this podcast, I hope that you found some inspiration in what I'm saying, that is making you think about some of the things that I am bringing forth to you. And on that note, I am broadcasting live from anchor.com. It is a thrill to be able to bring you this information and plant some seeds within you. I love doing it. I love your responses. Please get back with me. You can also send me an email, dgrier12000@yahoo.com. It's been a pleasure. On that note, good evening to you all. I am your hostess with the mostest, Donna Smith, aka Lady D, and good night.